Hello to you wherever you are. I'm in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales. The summer, would you believe, has finally arrived. It's 24 degrees out there at the present moment and about 36 in here. I'm sitting in my mankini. Don't even dwell on that thought. I'm sitting in my mankini with ice bags on my feet and one on my head. And I'm going to do my best to bring you an hour and a lot of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. Any background noise you can hear is one of the neighbours with his lawnmower. Why don't they make quiet lawnmowers? If he doesn't shut up, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to shove his lawnmower where the sun doesn't shine. Meanwhile, here is a track for my dear friend Flossie Malaviale. And it's going to be introduced on Franglais. This is une bande québécoise. J'aime beaucoup la musique avec le stompy feet bits. Musique très exciting pour danser. Et le jig-a-jig avec un beer dans une hand et un saucisson de porc dans l'autre, n'est-ce pas? Oui. Le titre du chanson, cela se dit-il Grande amuse de fille. Grande amuse de fille. Je put it dans un translator and it comes up avec Great Girl Entertainer. And a great girl entertainer is what Flossie Malaviale is indeed. This is a grande amuse de fille from the wonderful Québécois band De Temps en Temps. Laissez le bon temps rouler.
Allons jouer, chanter, chanter, chanson belle et honnête, chanter la chanson de ma jolie maîtresse.
Chanter la chanson de ma jolie maîtresse, une maîtresse si longtemps aimée.
De la maison, vachement formidable. Grande musée de filles from the album Les Habits du Papier from the band De Temps en Temps. And that's especially for Flossie Malaviale, who's driving like mad all over the place at the moment doing gigs. And her dad's not too well back in France, so she's constantly going backwards and forwards to see how he is, though. That's for you, Flossie. Keep your chin up, Chuck. Here's a great track from a lassie called Amy McAllister. I know very little about her other than that she's a superb harper and fiddle player from Northern Ireland and a damn fine singer too. From her album String on String, this is the traditional song, Over the Mountains.
It happened to be on a moonshining night that I first took a notion to marry. I came to the door with my staff in my hand, as if I had been in a hurry. I came across where I oftentimes had been. I lifted the latch and I boldly walked in. And seeing my sweetheart, I bid her good eve, saying, come with me over the mountain. What nonsense is this you've got into your head? Or what notion is this you have taken? It's 12 by the clock and they've all gone to bed, so speak low or my daddy will awaken. I've courted a year and I think that will do. I have made up my mind to have no one but you. And if you refuse me, sweet maid, as they do, I will go alone over the mountain. She looked in my face with a tear in her eye, and she saw that my mind was still steady. She rubbed out the tear, she was going to cry. In God's name, my dear, now go get ready. Just wait for one moment till I get my shoes. She, my heart jumped for joy when I heard the good news. She lifted the latch, saying, I hope you'll excuse my simplicity over the mountain. By this time the moon had gone down in the west, and the morning star clearly was shining. As me and my darling our journey pursued, to be joined at the altar in marriage. With peace and contentment we spent that long day. Our hunger for marriage had soon worn away. And I'll never forget, till my very last day, that trip we took over the mountain. And I'll never forget,
the trip we took over the mountains, or as it is here, just simply over the mountains. That's from Amy McAllister's album String on String. A lovely album it is too. I've got a feeling that there's an album called The Trip We Took Over the Mountains, which is just simply instrumental stuff. I must check it out. Now, as regular listeners to this show will know only too well, hang on a minute while I just adjust my ice pack. As regular listeners to this show will know, I'm a huge fan of both ragtime and the mandolin. And an album called Spaghetti Rag, Rag Music with Mandolins, obviously spaghetti, Italian mandolin players, led by Claudio Mandonico, I think that's a real name, is chock full of great ragtime music played on the mandolin. Here is their version, the orchestral version, of the Scott Joplin tune, The Entertainer. Wasn't that lovely? Claudio Mandonico, or Mandoniso, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, from the album Spaghetti Rag, Rag Music with Mandolins, and the Scott Joplin tune, The Entertainer. Now it's time for a classic track, and this comes from the great musician and singer Maggie Boyle, who sadly left us a few years back, and she was just one of the finest singers and musicians ever. Great flute player, great singer, and she could handle a ballad with the very best of them. From her wonderful album Guibara, here she is singing the traditional big ballad, Lady Margaret.
Lady Margaret was sitting in her own home. It was built of lime and stone. Lady Margaret was sitting in her own home. She heard a dead man moan. Oh, is it my father or Thomas, she said, or is it my brother John, or is it my true love, sweet William, from Scotland home has come? Well, it is not your father, Lord Thomas, he said, nor is it your brother John, but it is your true love, sweet William, from Scotland home has come. Well, did you bring for me any diamonds or pearls, or did you bring me a ring, or did you bring any token at all that a true love ought to bring? Well, I didn't bring for you any diamonds or pearls, neither did I bring you a ring, but I brought to you my white winding sheet at my times once did bloom. Oh, they are all rotten and soon will be forgot by the love I left so soon. And he's taken her by the lily white hand, bade her company. And he's taken her by the middle so small, saying, follow, follow me. And she's lifted her underskirts one by one, just above her knee, and she's gone o'er the hills on a cold winter's night in a dead man's company. And they've walked and they've talked all on that night till the cocks they began to crow. It is time for the dead and the living to part. Your feet, or is there any room all round?
and there's three hell hounds all round my side, where I might lie down and sleep. Oh, one is for my drunkenness, and one is for I promised would be my bride, and she's taken the cross from her neck and smote him upon his breast, saying, a token for you, my sweet William, God grant you a happy night's rest. Thankful unto you. It's the dead for the living bound to pray. I'm bound to pray for you. And good night, Lady Margaret said. Good night, said he. And the very next time that we shall meet in heaven, both shall be.
A beautiful version there of Lady Margaret, sometimes called Lady Margaret and Sweet William, or the Lover's Ghost. Maggie Boyle in beautiful voice there from her album Gwy Barra. And it struck me listening to that, there are quite a few songs about lovers' ghosts returning, and quite a few songs about ghosts of all kinds. I thought what I might do in next week's show is find a bundle of them and put them all together. So I'll be working on that in the next week. Here's a couple of songs back-to-back about factory girls. As a little un, I used to watch the women in our street go off to work at the biscuit works down the bottom of the hill with their hair in turbans and their pinnies on. Under their coats. They used to come back with bags of broken biscuits for us nippers, and we would stand at the end of the road waiting for them, shouting, have you any broken chocolate biscuits, missus? This is Ralph McTell with Factory Girl, and that's followed immediately by Eilish Kennedy with another song about a factory girl.
Hurrying across the bridge before the sirens call. This morning she's racing her shadow all along the factory wall. Then through the gate where she will wait in line. Across the yard to clock a car in time, and under her scarf her hair set in curls, the day begins for the factory girl. For a while the girls try to talk, but their voices soon drowned in the din, and their eyes watch their hands do the work, and the new day's rhythm begins. No change today, like yesterday, the same. But it's dinner soon, then afternoon, then home, and hurrying home in the fading light. factory gun is going out tonight. Her mother says, don't be late, you've gotta get up again before eight. Oh yes, she sighs, but there's joy in her eyes as she runs down the path through the gate. And out on the rainy streets, hoping that her night will last. No whispering palms on the beach for her, just the swish of the cars going past. But she believes no one could feel the same. Touching and whispering in the rain, but the rain takes away her beautiful curls. The night is soon gone for the factory
beautiful version there of the American old-timey song The Factory Girl. That's from Eilish Kennedy's album Time to Sail. And before that, you heard our own national treasure, Ralph McTell, from his album The Very Best of Ralph McTell, with his song Factory Girl, which I think was written way back in the 70s, but I'm not exactly sure about that. I need to double-check it. But what an incredible songwriter that man is. I remember listening to that the first time I heard it, and it just reminded me so much of many of the girls I'd grown up with in Crumpsall, Manchester, who went off in their time to work in factories. Good stuff. If you want any details, by the way, on any of the stuff you've heard in this show, then go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find links through to all the artists there. And there's also, well, 235, is it now, podcasts that you can download for your own delectation and stick on your iPad, your iPhone, or your clone, or whatever. www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. We'll get you there. Now, many of you will know Greg Russell from his work with Kieran Alger. As a duo for a few years now, the two young lads have been going round not just this country, but all over the place. How do you describe it? They get on really well together. They gel together on stage. They come across as great mates. They're quite a funny act to watch because the patter between them is really interesting. But also, they're great musicians and great singers. Well, young Greg has got a solo album just out called Inclined to be Red. And from it, this is a song about the Tolpuddle Martyrs. Tolpuddle Martyrs were a group of men who were transported to Australia for daring to try and form a little union way back in the good old days of Queen Victoria, when men knew their place and touched their caps as the Lord of the Manor went riding by. I think Greg Russell has written a great song here, and if you don't know much about the Tolpuddle Martyrs, then I do suggest that you look them up and have a read, because it makes for enlightening reading, particularly in the times that we're living in. Here's Greg Russell.
Six brave men, we've read your story, the trial, the grief, the pain and the glory at the hands of the squire, the Whig and the Tory in England's pleasant land. But if I could ask you one last question, one last thought, for your reflection, did you lose all hope? Pray for protection on the road to Dorchester, on the road, on the road. By the masters of oppression, you were taken from your land, on the road, on the road. The immortal power of freedom took you by the hand. Did you wake with dread in the dark day dawning? Did the sun force a way through the clouds in the morning? Was the lark on the wing above you soaring freely in the sky? What thoughts did you have? What fears were growing? Did you think you'd be home for the cock was crowing? Did you think of the land where you'd be going? On the road to Dorchester, on the road, on the road. By the masters of oppression, you were taken from your land, on the road, on the road. The immortal power of freedom took you by the hand. As you crossed Grey's Bridge with the jail ahead, past the squire of the church, the graves of the dead, did you feel regret for the things you'd said, the oath that you had sworn? Did you think in your heart that the cause was right? Were you always resolved to stand and fight for your right to resist your master's plight for children yet unborn? On the road, on the road, by the masters of oppression, you were taken from your land. On the road, on the road, the immortal power of freedom took you by the hand. This road was trod before you came, and since you've gone, it's been trod again in trial and grief, glory and pain in England's pleasant land. For the road's still there, and there's the town where you stood for your rights and your renown. There on the road that you walked down, the road to Dorchester, on the road, on the road, by the masters of oppression, you were taken from your land. On the road, on the road, the immortal power of freedom took you by the hand. The immortal power of freedom took you by the hand.
The Road to Dorchester, Greg Russell, from his album Inclined to be Red. And that song, by the way, was written by Graham Moore, who also wrote another fabulous song about the early days of the workers' struggle for freedom and recognition, Tom Paine's Bones. Another wonderful song from the same pen. By the way, I just checked, had a look at the album, and the song Factory Girl by Ralph McTell was on his album My Side of Your Window, that came out in 1969, so I was just slightly out with me dates. Young Bella Gaffney is a fine singer-songwriter from Yorkshire. I first saw her supporting McCusker, McGoldrick and Doyle in concert at Saltaire, and really liked what I saw. A new album contains a lot of her own songs, and also this, which I think is a really good version of the traditional song Cocaine.
Story about cocaine live on a cocaine house on a cocaine hill, had a cocaine dog and a cocaine cat, even had a cocaine rat who was all around my brain. Cocaine. I've been walking 12th Street Maine. To give me cocaine. Cocaine is all running around my brain. I've been walking 12th Street Main. I've been looking for a girlie to give me cocaine. Cocaine is all running around my brain. story about Cocaine Liv. She had a cocaine house on a cocaine hill, had a cocaine dog and a cocaine cat. She even had a cocaine rat. It's all around my face, all cocaine.
I forgot to mention, by the way, that young lady, Bella Gaffney, is also a really fine guitarist. Great technique, a lot of percussion, a lot of tunings. She really knows her way around the instrument. Cocaine from Bella Gaffney's new album, Heaven Knows. Now, I'm going to play another track from the Young'uns' new album, Strangers, and I'm going to dedicate it to the memory of Alan Surtees, who died a few days ago. Alan Surtees, as many of you will know, founded the Shrewsbury Folk Festival, one of the main major folk festivals in this country, and one of my own personal favourite festivals. I used to love going there, being looked after by Alan and his wife Sandra, who did such a great job, who made so many people welcome, including myself, over the years. And the track I've chosen is These Hands from the new album from the Young'uns. It tells a story, and I'm going to read this from the sleeve notes because it's beautiful. It tells the story, and I quote now, of Sybil Phoenix, who first came to Britain from British Guyana in 1956. She overcame relentless racism and personal tragedy to become the first black woman to be awarded the MBE, although she tried to swap it for something useful, for her work in fostering hundreds of children in Lewisham. At the age of 89, she's still active with the charity she founded in memory of her daughter, the Marsha Phoenix Memorial Trust, which helps thousands and thousands of young women. This is Steve Cooney's On Song, and here he is with the other two lads, Dave Eagle and Michael Hughes, with These Hands.
The war had not long been over and the future seemed so bright. We gathered in the church hall in Georgetown at night. He said there's work in England for woman and for man. So I clapped the handsome stranger with these hands. Farewell to Guyana, the land where I was born. We sailed for Southampton on a bright April morn. And the moon was sinking quickly as we looked back to the land. And I held on to the railing with these hands. Now when we came to England it was late in the night. Took a train to Paddington and my, what a sight. Was a white woman sweeping up around a paper stand. And I rubbed my eyes in wonder with these hands. Now I was a hard maker and I had skills to share. Songs to sing and joy to bring and children to bear. But no blacks, no dogs, no Irish I couldn't understand. But I wiped away my tears with these hands. Now the first place that I found to rent, it didn't have a bath. The next place barely had a roof, sometimes you have to laugh. For under an umbrella, well, it wasn't what I'd planned. But I cooked the Christmas dinner with these hands. I became a foster mother, took 100 children in. Loved everyone, kissed everyone, no matter what their skin. And they offered me an MBE, I said, I don't need one. Besides, I've no good dress to wear it on. So I asked if I could trade it for the things I really need. Like bed sheets and pillow slips for all the kids I feed. And the Mary listened to me and he made this promise proud. And the keys of a new house were in his hands. But soon Jack Boots came marching through the streets of our town. Our tyres slashed, windows smashed, our youth club burned down. And I prayed that my children didn't understand. as I wipe their smeared faces with these hands. And the words of the stranger who had led me here weren't the words of welcome now, but words of fear. And the river was bleeding and the smell was foul, for the stranger's name was Enoch Powell. And at 4 o'clock one morning, a knock came at my door. They took me down to Deptford, where raging fires roared. 13 would die that night, the flames could not be fanned. And still the smell of New Cross is on these hands. But as the people gathered, and as the people cried, as the flames fell, and as the flames died, I stood amidst the ashes and beneath the brooding skies. I said, my name is Phoenix and we will rise. For these hands wear the years of love, they bear the scars of pain. These hands have built a better world and these hands will again. And though these hands are old now, well, they've got more to give. These hands don't forget, but they forgive. And though the walls are rising now, you may think Kobe's gone. These hands of mine, they are the proof of all that can be done. So whoever is your neighbour, link arms and make a stand. And we will face the future with these hands. Whoever is your neighbour, link arms and make a stand, and we will face the future with these hands.
These hands from the new album Strangers from the Young'uns. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again, I think this is the best thing they've ever done. Now, I am a mandolinophile. As I said at the beginning of the show, I love the mandolin as an instrument. It plays, it's like the fiddle. It can be joyous, it can be sad, it can be fantastically rhythmic for dancing, and it can also be lyrical. In the hands of this next lady, Sierra Hall, it is all of those things. I didn't know she was such a good singer. I knew she was a fantastic mandolin player, but I'd no idea that she had a really good voice too. From her new album, Weighted Mind, this is Sierra Hall with a song called The Queen of Hearts. I remember Martin Carthy recording this way, way back with Dave Swarbrick. She's following the song Queen of Hearts with a tune called Royal Tea. T-E-A, not T-Y.
Here today, and he's gone tomorrow.
Queen of Hearts from Ciara Hull's new album Weighted Mind. Queen of Hearts, and that little bit of a tune you heard in the middle was Royal Tea, T-E-A. Now, Reg Muros's new album is just stunning. Like the Young'uns, I think this is the best thing that he's done. From it, this is a track which I've already played you, at least in a pre-release version, and now that I've got the CD and the sleeve notes, I can tell you a little bit more about it. Let me just read what Reg has written about Angel in a Blue Dress. This was written in response to a text from a friend, a nurse of 25 years' experience, who, prompted by a line about the NHS in the song England Green and England Grey, texted about turning up for work to find her hospital had, as a result of cuts, declared a state of emergency. Even so, she still had 30 seriously ill respiratory patients to care for. So she put on her headphones and turned to the power of music to shut out the chaos and allow her to get through the day, doing the job to which she had dedicated her life. Sometimes it's the soul and not the body that needs healing. This is Reg Muros with Angel in a Blue Dress.
Grabs a cup of coffee, drops the kids to school, pulls into the car park, but every place is full. So she blows an hour's wages on a public parking lot. That's another little piece of her the government has got. The drivers sit in silence, clutching mugs of tea. What's up, she says, no beds, they say, it's a state of emergency. So she pulls a cord around her, puts her headphones in. There's only room for music underneath this skin. She's the queen of soul, the diva of distress. Compassion makes her whole. She's an angel in a blue, blue dress. A brand new friend is dying, Last night her best friend died. If it wasn't for the music, she knows she would have cried. She knows about the sickness, the loneliness and pain. She knows what doesn't break her will soon come round again. She's a queen of song, the diva of distress. Compassion makes her whole. She's an angel in a blue, blue dress. She's a queen of song, the diva of distress. Compassion makes her whole. She's an angel in a blue, blue dress.
Angel in a Blue Dress from Reg Muir's new album, Faraway People. Do get it. It's wonderful. Now, Chris Shortall signed the visitor's book, or the guest book, I should say, on my website. That's www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and wrote this. Thanks for the podcast, Mike. I'm listening while staring down a microscope, counting beetles. It makes the time pass much quicker and sweeter. I've never had anybody tell me that they spend their time looking down a microscope counting beetles, but somebody has to do it. And Chris, all I can say is that as I sit here in my mankini, sweltering into the boots full of ice at my feet, I can sympathise. Any chance of some Bella Hardy, Chris says. She's got a new album out and it's lovely. Well, I'm afraid I don't have the new album. Nobody's sent it me yet, but what I do have is her wonderful album, In the Shadow of Mountains. And from it, this is Bella Hardy's lovely version of the song first recorded by Nick Jones way back when, 10,000 Miles.
farewell for a while. I'm going away, but I'll be back if I go 10,000.
Miles, a lovely version, and that comes from the album In the Shadow of Mountains, Bella Hardy, lovely stuff. Now, here's a softly put message in a wry little ballad from Rick Lee from the album There's Talk About a Fence. Rick Lee, great American singer, songwriter, and in this song he captures perfectly, I think, that strange animosity that always occurs between a host nation and people who've just arrived there, whether it's a Lancastrian arriving in the Yorkshire Dales or somebody arriving in the mountains of Appalachia or a Polish plumber arriving on the streets of Salford. It doesn't matter. Fear of the stranger is there in all of us. This is Rick Lee with the Come Here's and the Been Here's.
The come here's and the been here's, they don't get along. I'd been there 15 minutes and I knew something was wrong. The waitress wasn't friendly, neither was the cook, till I asked how far it was to the town of Stony Brook. The come here's live in cabins, the been here's live in shacks. They say hello in passing, talk behind each other's backs. White collars versus rednecks, horses versus mules. The city kids, they come here, make the teachers look like fools. The come-here's come with laptops, Nintendo VCRs. Some of them have telephones inside their foreign cars. They want to make no smoking zones in all the public places. They want to pass an ordinance outlawing turkey races. The ancestors have been here's, they came here early on, when there were only Indians, and once they were all gone. They claimed themselves a new world, there was lots to go around. Carved up a bunch of properties and they built this little town. Now the come-here's nearly have the votes to make one of them the mayor. In the last election, they won half the council chairs. They took over the school board, outlawed the morning prayers. They're teaching evolution and sex education there. The come-here's have their pussycats and little white French poodles. The been-here's have their hound dogs with names like Yankee Doodle. The come-here's like to watch the ducks, sometimes they will feed 'em. The been-here's like to shotgun 'em and take 'em home and eat 'em. The been-here's do their drinking in a been-here-owned saloon. In the brand new microbrewery, there's a separate dining room. Only at the Kmart or the Walmart do they mix. They think of one another as carrot nibblers and hicks. Now the come-here's keep a-coming, there's new ones every day. They come for second chances, the new world as they say. They buy and sell the properties for unheard of amounts. The come-here's keep a-coming, building up this little town. The come here's and the been here's. There's talk about a fence. The whole town is divided, half for and half against. The come here's and the been here's, two towns that overlap. You wouldn't even see it by just looking at a map. I was there at Christmas time when a tree was just a tree, and you couldn't tell whose kids were whose sitting there on Santa's knee.
From the album There's Talk About a Fence, that was Rick Lee with the Come Here's and the Been Here's. Now, Eric Bogle wrote this next song, and the words, well, I think they're really, really upsetting, but somehow the song works and is all the stronger for the great tune. And of course, Eric Bogle is a master storyteller. The song is called Glasgow Lullaby, and really it's the simple story of the drunkard that comes home, and he's a monster to his wife and his children. There's nothing remotely funny in it, but somehow Eric manages to write a bittersweet song which tells such a powerful and, unfortunately, all-pervasive story. The version I'm going to play you now, sung wonderfully by Eleanor Shanley, comes from the Dodannon album Half Set in Harlem.
As usual. And oh my God, it's a weary, weary life. Who would be a drinking man's wife? What an always trouble and the strife. Who but a silly woman? Hush, we
silly woman. hush we babby, and close your weary eyes, cuddle into mammy, and stop your tired wee cries. And in the morning when you decide to rise, your mammy'll be here waiting. And oh my God, it's a weary, weary life. Who would be a drinking man tonight? What a God must travel and strive. Who but a silly woman?
Glasgow Lullaby from the Dadannan album, Half Set in Harlem, and that's the lead vocals of Eleanor Shanley there. An amazing song. Time for another classic now. This one comes from Jane and Amanda Threlfall's album Morning Tempest, and it's a brilliant version of the traditional song Claudie Banks. Two of the finest singers on the English folk scene there, Jane and Amanda Threlfall, with a classic version of the great song Claudie Banks, and that's from their album Morning Tempest. Now, I played a track from Bobby McFerrin a few weeks back, and somebody wrote in and said, You didn't know anything about him, Mike, when you introduced him on the programme, but let me tell you, Bobby McFerrin had a hit way back with the song Don't Worry, Be Happy. Well, I never knew that, and I'm going to play another track from Bobby McFerrin now from the same album. Those who heard the show I'm talking about will remember that Bobby McFerrin's got this amazing vocal dexterity. He can do all kinds of things with his voice, singing in two different timbres at the same time. Well, on this track I'm going to play you now, which is called Drive, he really pushes things to the limit, all done without any pedals or effects, just simply him, a microphone, some body percussion, and his voice.
I'm gonna get in my car, drive away, and drive so far. No one's gonna find me, put my foot on the gas, accelerate, drive so fast. No one's gonna catch me, catch me, catch me. I'm gonna get in my car, drive away, drive so far. No one's gonna find me, put my foot on the gas, accelerate, boat drive so fast. No one's gonna catch me. This is fun, you should try it. Find me, put my foot on the gas, accelerate, and drive so fast. No one's gonna catch me, no one's gonna catch me, no one's gonna catch me.
I thought that was pretty impressive myself. That was Bobby McFerrin with Drive from the album A Prairie Home Companion, 40th Anniversary Collection, Volume 2. And as soon as I've finished recording this show, I'm going to get out of this mankini and these boots full of ice. I'm going to have a go at that myself on the garden. That'll shut the bloke with the mower up, won't it? Just got time for one more track. Jane Brace, who looks after a lot of people on the folk scene in the best way possible, emailed me the other day about various things, and at the end of her email said, "You've played at least two different versions of Crossing the Bar, but you've omitted to play the best version ever by the Spooky Men's Chorale." Well, the Spooky Men's Chorale are over here in the UK on tour at the moment. In fact, they're coming to Settle Victoria Hall at the end of this month, and I'm going to go down and see them. So to finish the show, I'm going to play you their version of a song that was made out of a poem written by Alfred Lord Tennyson. And this, I will agree with Jane, is one of the best versions of the song ever. Song very much about the end of life and facing up to the journey. The words by Alfred Lord Tennyson and the tune put to it by Rani Arbo, who appears with that great band Daisy Mayhem from time to time. Great singer, American singer-songwriter. Well worth checking her out. Spooky Men's Chorale, and that comes from the album. What have I done? Where's my bit of paper? Warm. And I'll tell you what, it's warm. It's like the black hole of Calcutta in here. I tell you, it's murder. If it wasn't for the fact that I'm devoted to all of you out there, I'd have been gone a long time ago. Anyway, I'm off now to get out of this mankini, have a quick shower, go down the pub and have a nice pint of Saltaire Blonde. Oh, I can just feel it trickling down my throat now. Lovely, silky, soft, northern, bitter beer. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, spread the word, because we got no money for advertising. Do look after yourselves, because as every day goes by, I'm not kidding, it gets balmier and balmier and balmier. I've even had a tweet from Donald Trump, would you believe? He's accused me of wearing his mankini. Ta-da!